The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I did drop a new music video this weekend for my single Prophet's Path to Nowhere. So you can check that out on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/KatieTrop, or you can check it out on my official website, katietrop.net. I would appreciate that. So let's get right into the Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings for this week, because pretty much all we had this weekend going on was baseball. So worked for me. We had a very interesting weekend. A lot of runs were scored this weekend, which is not what you usually expect from baseball games, but there were some massive blowouts this weekend. But let's get right into the Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings this weekend. We do, not only do we have a little bit of a shakeup at the bottom with some teams shuffling around, but we also have us a new number one this week. As you know, the Rays have pretty much been dominating baseball from start to finish, but the new number one this week has just been also dominating all season long, and I think they're the best team in baseball, and now they've really just overtaken the league, and so they are now number one this week, and that would be the Atlanta Braves, overall record of 50-27, so they are the second team to hit the 50 wins mark on the season, right along with the Rays. In their last 10 games, they are 9-1, so they are just trucking right along. This past weekend, they took the series against the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds, and they actually stopped. The Cincinnati Reds had a 12-game winning streak coming into the series against the Braves, and the Braves absolutely took care of business against them this weekend. Right now, they actually are just killing it offensively. They are third in runs on the season with 428 runs, and they're also second in the league with their batting average, averaging 271 right now. So they are just really knocking it out of the park. Matt Olson, he just continues his reign of terror on the league right now. He actually is tied for the league lead in home runs with 25 home runs. He's tied with Shohei Ohtani, of course. And then if you turn over to RBIs, he's right behind Ohtani just by one RBI. So Matt Olson has been one of the top hitters in this league all season long, and he's really been a huge driving force for this already stacked Atlanta Braves team. And then, of course, Spencer Strider just gets better as the season goes on. He's got 8 wins on the season with a 3.93 ERA, which has gone down. Seems like every week it's going down, so he's getting better, more efficient there. And then, he still leads the league in strikeouts with 136 strikeouts. So that guy is just killing it. But this Atlanta Braves team overall is looking really good. They're beating some really good teams, and now I feel like they are going to hit their stride. And if you're going to be facing off against the Atlanta Braves, you better watch yourself, because this team is damn good, and they are number one this week on the Trop 10 MLB Power Rankings. And then falling to number two is the Tampa Bay Rays, so they didn't fall too far. Overall record of 54-27. But they are 5-5 in their last 10 games, which is why I have put them officially behind the Braves now, just because they didn't play well against two teams they faced off against this week, against the Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. But overall, they're still a stacked and still a solid team. Randy Arozarena is having a great season, batting a .292 with 14 home runs and leading the team with 54 RBI. And then, of course, Shane McClanahan's been the top pitcher in the league from the jump. Leads the league, of course, in every category you possibly can, with except for strikeouts, of course. But he leads the league with 11 wins, the lowest ERA of .223, and then he has 100 strikeouts on the season. So the guy has just been money, and it doesn't look like that injury that he suffered the other day is going to be anything that that sends him to the injured list. So the Rays can breathe a sigh of relief right there. Then, of course, you've got Yandy Diaz, who's really just had a solid season so far. And then you've got Jose Siri, who's also who's getting really hot right now. And just the Rays look like a really good team. But when you compare them to the Braves right now, I don't think they're as hot as the Braves. But, I mean, really, both teams are stacked. They both play defense well. They both can score a lot of runs. And they both have solid pitching from start to finish, all the way from the start. From their starters all the way through the bullpen to their closers, they are the two best teams in the league. And who knows, maybe that's going to end up being our World Series matchup. But right now, those are the only two teams in the league who have hit the 50 wins mark on the season so far. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Overall record of 47-32. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Milwaukee Brewers, played one game against the Washington Nationals, got that win, and then they lost the series to my San Francisco Giants, so I was pretty excited about that. But regardless, they are still looking really good. They're getting it done in many different ways, and it just seems like a new guy is stepping it up every week, and right now, it's Ketel Marte. He's been a pretty solid player for them overall, but last season he had a down year, and then he kind of started off the season pretty slow, but right now he is money. He's batting a .294 with 14 home runs and 42 RBI. And then also their starting pitching, you know, Zach Gallen, he still continues to have a dominating season. And then as well, Kelly, he's also having a great season as well. So they're holding it down with the starting pitching. And they're getting runs from many different guys right now. And even though they lost a series to the Giants, they easily could have won a couple of those games too. But the Giants gave away yesterday's game, which was terrible. But overall, it was a good series from the Giants. But and they beat a solid team here in the Diamondbacks, who are still atop the National League West. Then at number four on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Miami Marlins. Overall record of 45-34. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Toronto Blue Jays, but won a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They are really getting it done in many different ways as well. Right now, Yuri Perez, their rookie pitcher, has been lights out. He's got 5 wins on the season, and he's been scoreless in his last couple of starts, including a dominating start yesterday from him. So he's really starting to get it going. You know, he was a top prospect for them who came up early on in the season and now seems to be getting really into it and could be a huge factor as the season goes on. And then, of course, Luis Arias, he's been hovering around his batting average of .400 all season. Right now he's at .399. So he continues to get on base and get guys set up or bring runs in. And the Marlins are just a really sneaky team right now. And they're playing really well. They get Jazz Chisholm back from the injured list, so they're actually going to get better. So we'll see what the Marlins have. I don't know if they're going to stick around much longer, but right now they're looking really good, and they're doing it in dominating fashion. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Baltimore Orioles. Overall record of 47-29. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Tampa Bay Rays and then also took the series against the Seattle Mariners. You know, you got Austin Hayes here, who's tops in the league right now with batting average. He's got a batting average of .318 right now, which is tied for third with Bo Bichette. And so he's really he's taking care of business for them. And then they also have Gunnar Henderson, who's batting at .244 and 11 home runs, who's really providing a lot of their offense as of late. So the Orioles, while I've continued to expect them to fall off, they just continue to hang around and play really good baseball. And we'll see what they got the rest of the season. But right now they look to keep it going. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Texas Rangers. Overall record of 47-30. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Chicago White Sox and then lost the series to the New York Yankees. Overall, they are really looking solid, especially with the starting pitching. They've got Dane Dunning, who's having a great season, and then, of course, Uvalde, who I've pretty much brought up every single time I discuss the Rangers. But then you also have this rookie Young. He's batting a 274 and 15 home runs, so he's providing a lot of offense for this high-powered offense for the Texas Rangers, who have cooled off just a bit, but still one of the top teams in the league right now. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, one of the hottest teams in the league, that would be the Cincinnati Reds. Overall record of 41-37. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. And then, of course, I said they had their 12-game winning streak broken up by the Atlanta Braves earlier in the week. But this past week, they took the series against the Colorado Rockies and then lost the series to the Atlanta Braves. But as I continue to say about Ellie De La Cruz, I was already singing his praises, and the dude has already hit for the cycle this past weekend. So he's really just provided a huge spark to this team. They really believe in themselves. And then, of course, they get their solid veteran heart of the team, Joey Votto, back this week. And the dude hits for 2 home runs. So he's been money since he came back. And while the Reds did lose, to the Braves, I mean, I feel like a lot of teams are going to be losing to the Braves, but they still look pretty solid. As I said, De La Cruz, he had a cycle, so if you're already hitting for the cycle in your first, like, month of baseball, it's going to be pretty exciting to see what this guy's got for the rest of the season. But the Reds, one of the hottest teams right now. They are red hot. And they keep it moving in a division that they could easily take. But as I was saying on Friday's show, I kind of feel like any one of these teams could make a run at the division. But right now, the Reds are the hottest team in that division. And they're getting better. And then you get Joey Votto back. And like I said, he's their heartbeat. This guy's been with the team for many years. And you didn't really know if he was going to play this year or not. You really never know when he's going to retire. Is this going to be his last year? But he's been that dude, and he's been around, like I said, he's been with them for a while, and he's been the leader of the pack for them, and he's always given them a spark. And now that they have a team that actually believes in themselves, they get him back from injury, and then he hits 2 home runs in one game and provided a huge spark for them. I just kind of feel like the Reds right now looking really good and looking primed to take that division, which says a lot, because the way they started out this season, it didn't look like they were going to get to like 30 wins, and now here we are. They are at the top of their division. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, my San Francisco Giants still hanging around here this week. Overall record of 44-34. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they swept the San Diego Padres, and then took the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So they're beating some really good teams right now, doing it in many different ways as well. They're getting some offense from some random folks, and Michael Conforto, he was an offseason signing who was supposed to provide a huge offensive spark. So far, he's been very streaky. Started off the season pretty well, and then he got injured, and he really hasn't looked that good. But the past week, he's been really solid. And right now, he's batting a 240 on the season with 12 home runs and 42 RBI. And then, of course, Logan Webb, he's been hot the last couple of seasons, but started off the season kind of shaky, but now he's really getting it going the last couple of starts. Right now, he's got 7 wins on the season with a 3.16 ERA and 101 strikeouts. So he's looking good. Giants are playing pretty well right now. Can't complain, but like I said, I still think they need to make some type of move for around the trade deadline for some type of decent player. I don't know if that's in the cards for them or not, but, you know, they're hanging in there. They could make a little run for the wild card spot, maybe, but I can't pick them as a championship contender right now just because they don't have enough going. But, hey, they're looking pretty good right now. This is the best they've looked all season. So who knows? Maybe they could keep it up, but I'm happy with what I'm seeing currently from my San Francisco Giants. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the Philadelphia Phillies, overall record of 40-37. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Atlanta Braves, but took the series against the New York Mets and took a huge game from them yesterday. I mean, the Mets were just stomping them, and then all of a sudden in the 8th inning, the Mets just absolutely collapsed, and the Phillies were able to make a nice little run there, and they were able to get the win. And just absolutely, you know, this season for the Mets has just been horrible. And it just got even worse yesterday against their division rival. So that was a pretty hilarious win for the Phillies. And right now, Nick Castellanos, he's looking pretty good this season, batting a .313 with 9 home runs and 44 RBI. And then Alec Bohm, he's making a little run right now as well. He's getting hot with his bat right now. He's batting a .267 with 47 RBI, which leads the team in RBI. So they're getting a lot of offense with the Phillies. Their starting pitching is very shaky and very streaky. Even their pitchers who are known for being pretty good, like Zach Wheeler, for example, he's usually a pretty solid pitcher, but he's been very streaky this season, and he's had some really good moments, but he's also had some very, very bad moments as well. So the starting pitching seems to be an issue for the Phillies so far, but offensively, they're getting it done from everybody right now. Castellanos, Bohm, and then, of course, Schwarber. I haven't mentioned Bryce Harper a lot. He's had a pretty quiet season so far, but who knows? The Phillies right now looking pretty solid offensively. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, the Toronto Blue Jays, overall record of 43-36. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Miami Marlins and the Oakland A's. Bo Bichette is just having a hell of a season right now. He's batting a .318 with 14 home runs and 47 RBI. He pretty much leads this team in every category in hitting, which says a lot because they do have a lot of good players with the bat, especially Vlad Guerrero, who's also having a good season, but he's just right behind Bichette in a lot of these categories right now, batting a .284, 11 home runs, and then 49 RBI. So he's got him beat in the RBI department, but he and Bichette are providing a huge source of offense for the Jays. And now their starting pitching is actually looking pretty decent so far. Kevin Gausman, he's got 7 wins on the season with a .310 ERA and 127 strikeouts. And then Kikuchi as well. He's been very streaky this season, but right now he's on. And the Blue Jays have actually been very streaky as well this season. But right now they are playing some pretty solid baseball, and they've been beating some pretty good teams. And so they are rounding out the top 10 this week. And we did have a few other things happen in baseball this weekend who aren't associated with teams in the top 10. So I figured I'd highlight them. First being Freddie Freeman of the Los Angeles Dodgers, since they're terrible right now, which is pretty fucking hilarious. He actually is their only bright spot on the season at this. Well, him and Kershaw. Kershaw actually is right up in the league, at the top of the league in basically all the pitching categories, in wins, ERA, and strikeouts. The guy is, he's having a hell of a season, and so is Freddie Freeman. But other than that, Dodgers have not looked good at all. But back to Freddie Freeman, he did get his 2,000th hit over the weekend, and he is one of only 6 active players to reach that mark. And then he's actually one of only 98 players throughout the history of the league to actually hit the 2,000 hits mark, and then also have 300 home runs as well. So the guy's had a great, amazing career, as we all know, and now he's just padding the resume and just already adding to his stellar Hall of Fame career. Like I said, him and Kershaw are so far the only bright spots for the Dodgers, because they are now in third place in the National League West, which is absolutely hilarious because they are looking up at my San Francisco Giants right now. And like I said, the Arizona Diamondbacks still dominate the top spot of the division at this current point in time. And then the New York Yankees actually got a little bit of bad news this weekend. It looks like Aaron Judge's toe injury is actually worse than initially thought. It sounds like, or he actually said he tore a ligament in his toe, and now there really is no timetable on when he's going to come back. Who knows if it's going to be a season-ending type of thing? I mean, it always could be. At the same time, he should come back, but you never know with this. It's just going to be, they're just going to test it out, see how it goes. And that's just a huge blow to the Yankees, because offensively, even though they took the series against the Texas Rangers over the weekend, they have been cold offensively since Aaron Judge has hit the injured list. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton has been ice cold. He's only batting a 121 right now, which is just, it's terrible for anybody, but it's really bad for Stanton, because considering he's a dude who's known for raking him out of the park, and if anything, while he gets injured all the time, if anything, the dude's always money to hit home runs out of the park, and he has not been doing that as of late. So it's been a real offensive struggle for the Yankees. I mean, really, the only bright spot for them has been Cole, who's just been having a phenomenal season as a pitcher this year. But other than him, ever since Aaron Judge went out, the Yankees have been ice cold and are not looking good. And then to hear that he tore a ligament in his toe, the news just gets worse for the Yankees. So we'll see what happens there. And then the Los Angeles Angels went off on the Colorado Rockies this weekend on Saturday. They stomped the Rockies. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, in baseball, it's very rare when if the game is like 5-4, you consider that to be a high scoring game. Well, in this game, the Los Angeles Angels scored 25 runs. Yeah, they won 25-1. It was an absolute demolishing ass kicking by the Angels against the Colorado Rockies. As a matter of fact, in the third inning alone, they scored 13 runs. And then they followed that up in the fourth inning with 8 more runs. There was even at one point in the game where they had a back-to-back-to-back home run fest with 3 guys walking up to the plate hitting home runs one after the other. And it was just a mess for the Colorado Rockies. And it was just a great game for the Angels. As a matter of fact, even though Ohtani is who you're usually talking about with the Angels, in that game, he really wasn't much of a factor. He had a hit, I believe, but for the most part, you know, Trout had a good game, but it was just obviously when you score 25 runs, it's a good team effort. But they got a lot of runs from a lot of random places in that game, but you know, I had to talk about it because when you score 25 runs, that's something to talk about. And when the Rockies only scored 1, that's even more to talk about. But so that was pretty impressive from the Angels on Saturday night. And then, as I mentioned, you know, the Dodgers are struggling right now, but so are the Houston Astros. This team cannot get it going. They've just been circling the drain the last month. It's just absolutely weird to see, especially because even though, yes, Yordan is a huge part of their offense, just like Judge is for the Yankees, they still have a stacked team. I mean, God, I can't remember. Is it Valdez? I believe Valdez right now is tops in the league with his ERA. I think he's second. Yeah, I believe he's got the second lowest ERA in the league right now. So they are getting it done with the starting pitching. It's just for some reason they've really just been really cold with the bats. And like I said, it's very odd just because, you know, Alvarez, yes, is a huge source of offense for them. But, you know, they've got a lot of dudes on this team. They've got Jose Altuve. They've got Alex Bregman. So they've got a lot of really good guys. And then plus the starting pitching is excellent. But their bullpen has been pretty bad as well. So they're not only are the starting pitching – is the starting pitching not getting the run support, the bullpen's coming in and just blowing it up. So not looking too good right now for both the Houston Astros and the Dodgers, which is very odd because these are two teams that have been dominating the league for years now, not only just in the regular season, but it's like they are usually the top teams in the regular season, and then they just roll through everybody in the postseason, and then they end up in the World Series. So it's just very odd to see them struggling right now. Who knows if it's going to remain that way, but I, of course, hope that continues with the Dodgers, but it's been very odd to see the both of them struggle so bad right now at this point in the season. And then turning over to the College World Series, it is right now tied up. The series is tied up at 1. LSU took game 1, and then Florida absolutely demolished LSU yesterday in game 2. They got the win 24-4. So yeah, we got 2 baseball games this weekend that scored well over 20 runs. one of them being the College Baseball World Series. And like I said about the Florida Gators, this team has been trucking through everybody so far in the College Baseball World Series. And so I'm not shocked that they were able to get the win yesterday, but I am shocked they were able to score 24 runs in a 24-4 win over LSU. And they actually had they ended up having six home runs in yesterday's game as well. So the final game will be tonight, and we'll see who's going to be the winner of the College Baseball World Series. But if Florida plays like that, it's most certainly going to be them. But we'll see what happens there. But pretty crazy to see two baseball games over the weekend score over 20 runs. Just does not happen, and that's why I had to talk about it. So everybody enjoy the week of baseball, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.